Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Look at this, Vinny. The Golden Globe Awards were announced yesterday. So I'd rather than read you the whole list of nominations, I'm just going to give you a little roundup here. And actually, Brynn and I talked about maybe there's a nomination for original song. Mm-hmm. And so I think we might do that. That'll be fun. Scarlett Johansson's Netflix movie Marriage Story was the top nominated movie.
And you started it and couldn't finish it.
No, I started it and I was in the middle of some stuff and we started it and I just said, I'm going to watch this, but I'm not going to watch it now. I got too much to do. I'm not going to settle in here for a 2-hour movie.
All right.
And I didn't go back to it, but I will, I'm sure. Although I did hear a review yesterday where they were like, boring. I'm like, all right, maybe I'll go back. Anyway, 6 nominations for Marriage Story, which is a Netflix movie.
All right.
Scarlett was not nominated, apparently. Although I could have sworn I saw her on the listing yesterday, but I don't know. The Irishman, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, they tied for 2nd. Oh, yeah, hold on. She is nominated. They're saying she's not nominated, but I see her here in Best Actress Drama, Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story. So this source is wrong. The Irishman and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, they tied for 2nd. They got 5 nominations apiece. On the TV side, Chernobyl, The Crown, and Unbelievable all tied for the most with 4 nominations apiece. Netflix has become the most nominated TV network. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what you call it. Streaming service at the Emmys. And now it's dominating movies, too.
Wow. Glad I invested in Snap.
Well, Netflix was expensive.
It wasn't that. That was right at the moment before it doubled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's since probably tripled now. Ah!
Netflix led all movie distributors with 17 nominations, including its first for Best Picture for Marriage Story, The Irishman, and The Two Popes. On top of that, Netflix's Dolomite Is My Name was nominated for Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy. Sony was next with 8 nominations. Netflix got 17 nods in the TV categories, which was more than any other network as well. HBO was 2nd with 15. Not a single broadcast TV show got a nomination, which is incredible. This is for the Golden Globes.
This Is Us?
Did not get a nomination. On the list of snubs. They say, hold on, I'll get to the snubs. Hold on. Let's see. So these air live on NBC Sunday, January 5th, 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards. Here's the list of the snubs. They're saying here, the director of Marriage Story was not nominated. Let me look at cross-reference. They had that one thing wrong. Nope, it's not on there. So they say the director of Marriage Story, Noah Baumbach, and Irishman star Robert De Niro were not among the nominees, and that surprised a lot of people. The Netflix show When They See Us was completely shut out, along with This Is Us and a show called Schmidt's Creek. It's not called Schmidt's Creek.
Oh, yeah. You know who watches that? My wife.
People non-stop. Like that show.
I watched it. I watched
all 3 of those
three
shows.
3 seasons, I think.
Were showered by nominations at the Critics' Choice Awards on Sunday. They got a ton, so everyone expected them to get more at Golden Globes, and they didn't get any. Movies that were completely shut out were Ad Astra. That's the Brad Pitt goes to find his dad in space. Clemency, Dark Waters, Downton Abbey, listen, that's, I don't care what that gets nominated for as long as they please make another one. Honey Boy, which I think is the Shia LaBeouf life story one. Just Mercy, The Lighthouse, The Peanut Butter Falcon, Queen and Slim, Us, and Waves, all shut out. Mm. Us didn't get a single nomination. No female directors were nominated, again, and unlike some years, there actually were options. A woman directed Little Women, The Farewell, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. That's the one. That's the Tom Hanks one?
I think so, yeah.
Is that the Tom Hanks one, or is that the documentary one?
What is it called?
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
That's the new
Tom Hanks.
The new Tom Hanks one.
And Hustlers. Those were all directed by women. No one got nominated. Game of Thrones got one nomination, and it was for Kit Harington. And that's it. Because it sucked this season. And the final seasons of Veep and The Good Place, no nominations.
Oh, Veep was so good.
They're saying Watchmen is one of the hottest new shows on TV. I've seen about 4 minutes of The Watchmen.
I started it.
What do you think?
I couldn't. So it starts out really about race and about, I can't even remember now because I started it and was like, am I watching the right show?
Oh, all I saw was a blue guy.
Oh, hold on. I might have been watching the wrong show.
Vaughn just came bursting into the studio. Here we go. Vaughn is figuring it out. He's going to put his headphones on.
What I was watching, if I'm watching the right thing, there's lynchings and this family is running for their life.
Oh.
And I was super bummed. I'm like, I get it, but I don't know how I thought I was about to watch nonsense superhero stuff.
All right, Vaughn, talk.
Yeah, Watchmen is my favorite show right now. I've got to get on episode 8. But it begins, like you said, Vinny, very race related. It starts with the Tulsa bombings in 21.
So there's some kind of.
Yeah, so it's actually like historically accurate in that like actual thing that happens. Happened, rather.
I don't want to give anything away, but I was so bummed about what the family had to do.
Yeah.
The decision they had to make and how that happened. And I'm just all, I thought this was going to be nonsense. Like, it's heavy.
It's not nonsense at all. It's
no,
super
it's heavy.
Deep. It's a super deep superhero.
So you say you get past that, and at some point, that person is involved in the Watchmen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Is this based on there was like a graphic novel series a couple years back?
Yeah. So it's based on that novel series, kind of a continuation of that.
Oh, okay.
And then also loosely on the movie that came out a few years ago.
All
also.
Right. So that did not get any nominations at all.
We'll see next season.
Yeah. And also, you know, this is only one award show too. Like, I don't know.
Well, Golden Globes is pretty.
It is a big one.
Snobby.
It is very snobby.
Do they have a host this year?
I do not see a host name here. There's been a lot of buzz about Adam Sandler possibly getting an Oscar nomination. I don't know who's creating this
for
buzz.
What?
For this movie called Uncut Gems. He didn't get anything from the Globes, so that campaign's losing momentum. Meryl Streep was not snubbed. She was recognized for Big Little Lies, which I actually think is one of her worst acting jobs. She's fine in it.
Little Lies?
Yeah.
I liked her in it.
Oh,
I thought she was good. She's great. She's Meryl Streep, but to me, not. That wasn't like a standout Meryl Streep performance. Oh.
Such an ensemble there. It's hard because I love all of them, but she was deliciously evil.
Yeah, she was very evil.
I hated her.
Yeah.
Well,
and
you were meant
great.
To.
And she, right. She did a good job. That's what I mean, is I was sitting there going, oh, you.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you're happy she was nominated. Mm-hmm. This extends her record of to 34 Golden Globe nominations over her lifetime. She's won 8 the Cecil B. DeMille Award in 2017. Let me see who she's up against. So that would be like...
Sarah, I don't know if this is true. Someone says Game of Thrones. Gwendolyn Christie was nominated as supporting actress. Lots of articles said it was only Kit, but...
You know, it's funny because...
What was her name?
Brienne of Tarth.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, well, hold on. I need to get the TV stuff. It doesn't matter that much. You know, people are nominated. And plus, it's award season now, which means every week you're going to hear the rollout and the snubs.
415 says Ricky Gervais is back hosting Golden Globes.
Oh, good.
I did hear that a couple.
That's right.
A month ago or something.
He is just, I actually would watch that now, if I remember, which I won't. For Best Original Song.
He's very throwback comedy, isn't he?
He's just so scathing and so clever.
But that's it. His comedy has teeth. Mm. And most people can't take it.
No,
and
it's
most
true.
People don't even want to watch it. They're incapable of. Oh my god!
Yeah, he's a comedian.
He just said that about someone. Don't you know that person is
right there in the audience in front of them?
I must defend them on Twitter.
Yes,
hold on,
I must.
Let me jump to my Twitter and tell you why Ricky Gervais is awful.
I don't understand the concept of a comedian and comedy.
Sheesh.
Best Original Song category for the Golden Globes. Taylor Swift's Beautiful Ghosts from Cat. from Rocket Man, which is the Elton John biopic. Mm-hmm. Elton John and Taron Egerton, I'm Gonna Love Me Again. So this is an original song that was added to the soundtrack.
Who's this?
This is Elton John and the guy who played him in the movie.
Oh.
So that is nominated for Best Original Song. Idina Menzel and Aurora's Into the Unknown. Frozen 2.
They pulled it off.
Beyonce is nominated for Lion King song Spirit. And then there's Harriet. I don't know if I know about this. Oh, this is the Harriet Tubman
right.
movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cynthia Erivo's Stand Up. So those are the nominees for Best Original Song. Obviously, there's 50 million categories, and we're not going to go through them all here. The Ice Bucket Challenge guy. Are you going to talk about him?
I can't. No.
The guy who inspired the Ice Bucket Challenge is dead at 34.
Mm. So young.
His name is Pete Freights, ex Boston College baseball player. He didn't invent the thing, but he was the first one to do it mm-hmm. and to, you know, get it
encourage
going on social
people, yeah.
media, right? They say they raised something like $220 million for wow. ALS research through that.
You'd think.
You know what was funny, though? Even as we were in the middle of it and everyone was tossing water over everybody else, I was like, where's all the money? Where's this money? Is someone...
It's my problem with some of that stuff.
I know. Mm-hmm. Like, where's... Is it... Are people giving you money for doing it, or... I don't know. But anyway, it raised a ton of money. This guy, let's see. He was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease in 2012. 2 years later, he became the face of the worldwide campaign that raised $220 million. He was one of the very first to do it. He's credited with being one of the most important factors in the challenge going mainstream. Everybody from Bill Gates to Lady Gaga participated.
There's a trust that you have to let go. It's the same thing happens at the Whole Foods in the grocery store where you're all, they go, would you like to donate? Where right. does this all get there? Who's counting all this?
Right.
And does it get there?
I know, and it's easy to give a buck at the checkout stand, and you think to yourself, boy, I hope, you know, more than 20 cents of that actually makes it to a charitable
right.
thing.
Right.
And that's all I got time for. God, I got a funny Chrissy Teigen story. Maybe I'll squeeze it in later. What's coming up, Ben?
I'm going to tell you how to get your dad to buy you a brand new BMW.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to find out.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 7 o'clock. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Alanis Morissette with Garbage and Liz Phair at the Concord Pavilion June 6th, 2020. Be here at 7:05.
What's the Garbage lady's name? Shirley Manson?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Exactly right.
She's pretty badass. I've seen them before. They're
good.
Me too.
They're great.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Tomatina Fresh Italian. Head on down tonight for pasta and pizza.
Ooh.
Made in-house every day.
Okay, I'm starving.
Get to tomatina.com for the location nearest you.
Mm. It's better than like a big plate of Italian food.
Mm.
Damn it. Give me some.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Mm.
Very good. Okay, so spoiled children.
Oh. Mm.
What's worse than spoiled children?
Spoiled adults.
Spoiled grown-ups.
Oh, is that true?
You're right. That's the, after being spoiled your whole life,
why would
you
not be spoiled,
right?
You grow up to
be a spoiled grown-up. Mm. Oh, you know, okay, I'll just do these in the wrong order. I meant to do the New Zealand thing, but there's no good news there, so I'll do that another time. Let me go to this one. Darn it. Screwed up my own order. Okay, a 22-year-old spoiled man-child goes to the BMW dealership in China.
Yeah.
He's in the showroom. He sees the one he wants. He calls his dad, apparently, and lets him know that he's found the car he wants.
Mm.
This was on November 25th in the afternoon at a showroom. Apparently, his dad or the phone call did not go well. So after making the phone call to dad to say, I found the car I want.
Send the money. Send money now, dad.
He walks over to it with a key and gouges a giant scratch in the side of the car.
Why are you laughing, Adele? That's not funny.
So when the employees, the salespeople there, rush over and say, "What are you doing?" He says, "This is the car I'm buying. Don't worry. I just needed to do that to get my dad to follow through on the deal we had," which...
Oh, my God.
Apparently, the dad had said, if you get your life... This guy's 22. He's a grown-up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Well, by most standards.
Right.
Sometimes, like you said, the child lives on.
Yes.
Right. He threw a tantrum. Mm. His dad said no. He threw a tantrum.
Keyed up the car.
Keyed up the car. And he was then taken to jail.
Mm.
So apparently, I don't know that the dad hasn't bought it now. I don't have the follow-up to the story.
Oh, damn.
But the guy gets taken away to jail. He told the salesman... After scratching it, my dad had promised to purchase me a nice ride as a reward for getting my license.
Oh.
I'll call my dad now and let him know that this car is the one he has to buy.
Because I just keyed it.
Right. So, here's the picture of the car.
Oh, he dug in.
He gouged it. A nice chunky scratch there. Mm. And a brand new Beamer on the showroom floor. So,
the one with the royal blue, huh?
For all his scheming, it looks like he was arrested by the police after the incident. The police are currently investigating or figuring out how to sort this out. I'm assuming dad ran to the rescue when he realized his son, because, you know.
You don't want your kid in jail.
Well, but you also, that kid did that because that kid has probably done that.
Yeah, like that kid knows how to get what he wants out of his parents. That's right.
In the BMW dealership.
That's kind of the dad's problem all along.
Oh, you broke it now. Mm. Well, then I'll buy it.
Yeah. You break it, you buy it. You buy it, Dad. That's a... You should have just left him in jail.
Oh, it sounds like when he called his dad, the dad told him to find something cheaper.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, no, I'm not buying you a brand new
a Beamer,
BMW.
My God. Right. And what is this reward for getting your license at 22?
Yeah.
I don't know. He should
be getting his Datsun, right, Ben?
Yeah, well, go find yourself a nice rundown Datsun B210.
I think the days, look, we grew up in a different time for sure. The days of handing your kid the keys to a car that may or may not get where it's aimed, is those are over, I think.
It's hard to feel good about, you know, your kid being broken down somewhere later that day after you got them a new car. New to you.
Right. I live near a high school and I see what the kids are driving and nobody's driving an orange Datsun B210 with the hood held down by rope. Nobody. Mm. So everybody seems to have workable, serviceable cars.
Sure.
Well, Priuses will run forever.
Mm. When I look around, I actually notice this. I don't see too many. When I was a kid, I felt like there's a lot of hoopties out there. And, you know, you didn't know, like you said,
hoopies?
You're going to make it. You know, junkers.
Junkers. Oh.
Buckets.
Yeah, buckets. But I look around these days, and I don't see that on the road at all anymore.
I know. Even just the rusted out, you just don't see it. Cars just either last longer or they just, you know, or we just throw them away faster.
Maybe.
American Airlines is where this went down. Hoopie. A lady was getting ready to fly home. She was actually on a flight that had a couple
stops, legs.
But she was in the last leg of her journey. She's 49. She's they say here she's from Key West, but she actually lives in Nevada. Anyway, on the flight, the crew approached her. She's 49. She was wearing this shirt.
Oh.
You're going to love it.
And she's been wearing the shirt all day on all the flights?
Yeah.
Oh, hail Satan. Well, that's...
And read the number there.
Established 666.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's so it's a fine shirt. It actually looks like one of those kind of sports-looking shirts.
Yeah.
Sort of the athletic ones.
Yeah, like an athletic shirt. It's got an upside-down cross underneath.
I don't want to sit next to that person.
You don't?
Nah. I don't.
I don't. You know, the thing is,
I'm
though,
a little weirded out by someone that wears a, what does it say?
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan shirt 666 on my flight.
She says, in her defense, I'm not a Satan worshiper, but I am a member of a satanic temple.
Great.
She bought the shirt to support the organization. Hmm. And they say, she says, though it's a it is a recognized church, it's not really a religious organization. Hmm. It's become well known for its activism on issues such as separation of church and state, free speech, and religious freedom. She says, it's an ironic shirt. People usually laugh at it, or they give me a thumbs up because they understand the meaning behind it.
Or they throw holy water on me and hope I burn to death.
Her and her husband were flying from Key West, Florida. Oh, they were going to Vegas. They live in Florida. So my bad.
Oh.
But the
so
trip,
she's going to Sin City. And
right. With her Hail Satan shirt on. Biggie.
She's sitting there reading a copy of New York Magazine when one of the crew walked up and said, our crew finds your shirt offensive. We need you to change.
Mm.
And she, of course, said, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, man, I'd just change. I just want to get to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, fine, make your stand, lady, but really, just change your damn shirt and get where you're going.
They stood around with their arms crossed, looking very angry as she decided how to handle the situation. They refused to get off the plane when asked. The man repeated, your shirt is offensive. Goyle, the woman, said, do you know what that means? This means I'm a foreign-born minority woman. I understand offensive, and this shirt is not offensive. So they argued, but at one point, the husband took his sweater off and handed it to her and said,
honey, I just want to get to Vegas. Come on, cover up the 666 thing.
With the text of the shirt covered up, the crew allowed her to remain on the flight. She said the crew avoided contact with her the remainder of the flight, even ignoring her when the drink cart came around. But
did she ask for a Bloody Mary?
In the end, American Airlines has apologized, saying it probably didn't handle that correctly. I think that it's fine to have freedom of speech, but on a plane where you're a paying customer and you're affecting other people, put the sweatshirt on or whatever and get on with it.
It does. I'm glad to hear that it was resolved quickly when her husband was like, please just put on the sweatshirt.
They didn't make a whole
That they didn't
other
make a
scene.
Big stink about it, because you know what that does? It bums everyone's trip out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? Now we're going to sit on the tarmac and we're already just on like the second leg of our trip. We just want to go to Vegas and have fun, biatch.
Whatever your cause is it that
important?
I'm screwed?
Right.
Good grief.
Like, I think we can all agree that Satan probably isn't a really good guy if he's a, you know, his name's Satan. He's the devil. I mean, worship whoever you want, but I don't know. I don't know how, because I really do feel like people should be able to say or wear whatever they want. But I'm just like, is it really worth your trip to Vegas? Like, throw the damn shirt on. Who cares?
Well, you can wear or say anything you want.
Right.
But you also can be thrown off a plane.
Suffer the consequences.
You know,
right.
That's a business. Mm-hmm. They don't owe you a trip to wherever.
They can refuse service to anyone, right?
You're offensive to the crew.
I mean, I'm kind of... I get it. Mm. I didn't even know. I used to wear this shirt when I was a little boy. And there's a band called The Circle somethings. I didn't know what that was. And when someone told me what it was, I was like, nobody does that. What are you guys? You're crazy.
we do it. Let's do it right now. I'll do that with you. Oh, whoa. Where are we going? What are we doing?
It was one of those where I was told, you can't have that on. At school. This was in seventh. Sure. This was in seventh. How old are you in seventh grade?
12.
13. Yeah, 12.
That's what it was. Mm. Seventh grade. I was told you cannot wear that for the school picture. It was like one of those.
Oh, it was for a picture.
No, it wasn't for my personal picture. It was we were going to go like
the group.
School group thing.
The class picture.
Yeah.
In a circle.
I didn't know what it. I really didn't. I was just.
So they were fine with you wearing it to school. They just didn't want it immortalized in the class photo.
I don't think they paid enough attention to me at that point. On a daily basis until it was like, wait a minute. Because the picture that goes with the name of the band is not related to the act that in question. So you wouldn't go...
Well, most people, you know, that's not something that people talk about or, you know...
I mean, it doesn't even exist.
It does exist. The band is how I even found out about it, you know? It was... I would have probably in my life never have heard that term if it wasn't for these...
The circle.
These bunch of jerks. That, right. You know, clearly knew what that was and put it as their band name. It's a great band name.
It's one of my favorite bands as a youngster. Wild in the Streets was like the biggest punk rock hit going at the time.
Yeah. Well, but you know what that the name of the band means, so.
Anyway, the point is, yes, they can tell you what to do. And she did it. She put a sweater on. And
well, thank goodness, because everyone else's trip was hanging in the balance. And I really like when people just go, I'll acquiesce. I'm just going to go ahead and do this.
And I was kept from ruining the Sierra Vista 7th grade.
Oh, thank goodness.
Group Excellent. Photo.
Circa 1981.
So wait, did you change your shirt or you put it inside out? What did you do?
I think I put a sweatshirt on or something, but I know I was not allowed to. It was a bright yellow shirt, too. And it just had the punker guy doing it like a weird... stance like he's moshing. It didn't make any sense to me. I'm like, what are you guys tripping on?
Well, let me sit you down and explain what that
and
is.
I don't even I may have just learned quietly by myself
about what that thing does
what
down
that
there.
Thing does to begin with. So the idea that everyone does it
together in a circle,
what
is that really? Should we try that?
I only luckily found out what that was because I was shampooing the hair down there.
Yeah.
And everything.
That's how you found out.
The surface of the groinal area changed completely. Mm. I was like, whoa. Whoa.
Whoa!
Yeah. Mm.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, you like that. Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. A 32-year-old woman named Skylar Williams from Wyandanch, Long Island, New York, went to the TGI Fridays last week and ordered their all-you-can-eat appetizers. Then she tried to get a bunch of appetizers to take home in a doggy bag, which is apparently not all
you
can eat.
You have to be able to eat them.
Right.
There.
They won't let you do that. They told her no, and she went behind the bar and tried to grab her own to-go container and then picked up a bottle, swung it at an employee
who
was trying to stop her from being behind the counter.
This lady drunk?
I'll get to that. Then they try. Then she tried to walk out with the appetizers and a bottle of liquor.
Oh,
and pulled a knife when they tried to stop her.
Oh my God, she has so many hands.
She's busy.
She is.
She was then arrested for robbery, menacing, criminal possession of a weapon. She also had a bunch of oxy on her.
Oh,
oxycodone.
Was hungry and
so she
hopped
was
up
charged
hopped
with
down.
Is that criminal a possession of a controlled substance Opioid. Among other things.
Yeah,
so it didn't.
She was having a day, and Applebee's, you say?
TGI Fridays.
Well, you know the appetizers are good.
Are they? What do they got?
You know the regular buffalo wings, and then
the potato skins.
The potato skins.
Yeah, I like the potato skins.
Nachos.
Yeah.
You get some pot stickers.
Oh, gee.
You get some soup. Yeah, poppers.
Like what, jalapeno poppers?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Oh, I like those.
You get the fried fried cheese, the deep fried mozzarella sticks.
Oh, the mozzarella sticks for sure.
Yeah, those are good with the marinara. Yeah. Yeah,
they got all the stuff.
They have all the
stuff. Let's go to TGI Fridays. You guys want to go?
No.
But right now?
That one closed down, Vinny. Remember it was...
there was one?
At Hillsdale. The shopping center.
Oh, that's gone?
Across from the shopping center is where the TGI Fridays was. But yeah, that one closed down.
Used to go to the CPK right across
California
Pizza
Kitchen
right over there at Hillsdale. Is that
it's
gone
still
too?
There. As far as I know, it's still there.
My CPK is gone. Bummed. I used to love that place.
I love that garlic chicken pizza or the barbecue chicken pizza. Like, you know.
We do a chop salad there to die for.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Barbecue chicken chop salad. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been able to go. It's been years. Like, it's been closed for 3 or 4 years at least. I'm like, where's my CPK? Where's my cheese pizza?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number you put into the texting spot, and then you just put in your comments and send it to us. We get them.
It's easy.
And then we turn around and read them. Like, Marriage Story is not an action movie. It's got great performances by both Adam and ScarJo. It's about the dissolution of a couple. Yes, it's slower pace, but great insight on how a seemingly perfect marriage turns out not to be from both sides.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I definitely watched the first 15 minutes and was like, this is good. I just don't have time to watch it right now. Mm. I'll go back and watch it. Maybe.
Have you, speaking of marriage, have you heard the way that they have defended Karishma and her storyline about how she was in an arranged marriage and she's not even sure she loves the... Remember when she did that confessional?
Yeah.
And it seemed honest, but it also seemed stupid. Like, they're recording you. What are you, nuts?
Right.
And then later she said, I never said all that stuff.
She didn't?
She says that she said her parents were in an arranged marriage, but she wasn't.
No, she said, I didn't have any respect from anyone in my family until I married. And I thought they picked the dude for her.
And I understand why she's trying to defend it, because it looked awful. Mm. And then the way she blubbered on the meet your family members thing, I was like,
well,
boy, this
listen,
is very...
she's had a hard run out there. I'm sure any familiar person who was not going to, who was just going to hold her and...
I felt like that was her saving face as she was going like, oh, he's the... Oh, it's so crazy. You know, it's like she's singing his praises, and I'm thinking, this is the guy
you
just
the guy
said you didn't
want
to...
You don't even know what you're doing with your life.
I'm
betting that she, no matter what happens with what she did or didn't say on that show, I bet she has gained a whole new perspective on the people in her life just based on... Because she has really ostracized herself from that, and she's done it. Like, she's constantly pointing out that she's different. She's,
right, agreed.
And whiny.
Who is this?
Her name's Karishma.
On Survivor.
Oh, okay, that's why I didn't know.
Sorry.
I was Karishma?
Thing.
What movie is this?
Sorry. All right,
I don't even know if we said Survivor. We're into Survivor.
We didn't know.
Never mind. Sorry.
Her was also like, I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I knew about this. I remember this story about her talking about arranged marriages and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to see her deny it, but maybe, if you pick apart word for word,
she certainly implied, if nothing else, that she had an arranged marriage and that she did it only because her family couldn't stand her.
Get her parents off her back, right.
Right.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
What the hell we tweeted about in 2019 and more.
Right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.